Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Get ready to vote. And if you live in New York, get ready to make mistakes. Good morning, everyone. Happy November 1st. Happy election week. We have just about arrived at that crucial moment when Americans choose to change direction or stay the course. And at this fraught and polarized time, this election means so much. We've got many ways that we will try to serve you today and tomorrow. If you're trying to make last-minute decisions on who or what to vote for, you can go to our politics website, itsafreecountry.org, at any time for a complete voter's guide for the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area. We've been updating it over the weekend. Bob Henley has a great rundown of the choices for Congress from New Jersey just up. And we've got all the other races, too. We've got some fun stuff there as well, like a 6 degrees of Cuomo and Palladino infographic. See who would be in a position of influence if their candidate wins. We'll talk about that on the air coming up in about 20 minutes as well. And an election night predictions contest up now. Win yourself a guest appearance right here on The Brian Lehrer Show if you predict the outcomes the most accurately. So all that and more to help you through Election Day at itsafreecountry.org. And don't forget, we will have election returns coverage tomorrow night beginning at 8 o'clock. I'll be anchoring here on WNYC, FM and AM. And we'll have a live online chat going the entire night as well at itsafreecountry.org. Now, if you plan to vote in New York State tomorrow, one obstacle could be the design problems with a new paper ballot. For example, one ballot question that New York City voters are asked to weigh in on actually includes 7 unrelated changes to the city charter, partly because they weren't allocated enough space to ask the question separately. And there could be confusion about which oval to fill in for which candidate in some cases. Mayor Bloomberg last week fired the president of the New York City Board of Elections because of some of the chaos on primary day. Julie Dent is the new president of the Board of Elections, and she joins us now. Thank you so much for coming on this day before the election. Welcome to WNYC.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
A spokesperson for your board was quoted in the Wall Street Journal last week saying, quote, "our ballot design does not match up with the instructions," unquote, for how to vote. Can you explain exactly how they don't match up?
Well, actually, our ballot design does match up with the instructions. Our ballot design matches up because we have followed the policies and the guidelines by the state board, and they issued the instructions to us. But to make sure there's no confusion for the voters, we have the palm cards that will be in the privacy booth, which will help the voter to follow. So I don't think there's going to be any type of confusion to the voter.
Wasn't there some, well, what's a palm card in this case? Usually when people think of palm cards, they think of things they're handed by the candidates or their supporters outside the ballot, telling them, outside the the voting place, telling them who to vote for. What will the palm card be inside?
Well, the palm card inside actually just instructs the voter and helps the voter to understand how to vote. That's all it is. It has no candidates' actual names on them.
What will it say? What will it tell us about how to vote?
It will just show the person that whomever they are voting for, that they will mark the oval next to that the candidate of their choice, and then they will go down to the next box of whomever they would like to vote for.
Now you say,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead and finish your thought.
Okay. My thought is that, as you know, we cannot instruct voters who to vote for. We're just helping them to understand how to use the new paper ballot.
Right. Now, you said the oval next to the candidate's name. And my understanding was that was precisely the source of the confusion, whether the oval that they should fill in, this is using a pen and filling in an oval like on a standardized test, whether they should fill in the oval above or below or next to sideways the candidate's name. Is it the same in all cases?
Well, actually, the ballot is only one design ballot. And as indicated, and I should have said below, the oval is below the candidate's name.
The oval is below the candidate's name.
Correct.
So they should only fill in the oval below the candidate's name to make sure they're voting for the right person, right?
Correct.
Was there any confusion, in your opinion, about the instructions previously indicating, I mean, you just may have inadvertently sowed a little bit of confusion by saying next to when it's really below. But worse than that, was there something in the written instructions that you felt that you had to address by issuing these palm cards?
Well, no. The reason why we issue the palm cards, and we have palm cards on primary day as well, is just to help the voters understand how to use the new paper ballot. Because, as you know, most voters were so used to using the old lever machine, and we all love the machine, but now it's not going to be any way possible for us to use that machine any longer. So that was the only reason why we were thinking ahead to make sure that there is no confusion, as well as to make sure that no voters feel like they are being disenfranchised. So we have taken that step to put the palm card in the privacy booth. In addition to that, we have learning centers in each of our boroughs, and the voters have the opportunity just to come in and use the machine. It's like a mock election. They had the opportunity to use the machine. So on election day, it would cut down on any type of confusion or concern.
You don't actually expect people in any numbers to come in to practice voting before election day.
Many people came in, sir. Many people came in.
And again, just to be very clear on the oval, my understanding is that the official instructions from the state were what you said originally, which was next to, the oval next to. And then the Board of Elections interpreted that as the oval near. But there was some confusion as to whether that was above or below, and different ballots might have indicated different things in some of the races. So can you confirm that? And it is definitely underneath, the oval is underneath the candidate's name in all cases?
Correct. It's below. All the ballots are printed the same in New York City. There are no different ballots. And again, I did at the beginning of our conversation, I did indicate next to, but as I said to you, it's below. I do not think it will cause any confusion to the voter. They will see the candidate's name printed, and right below the candidate's name, they will see an oval that they will mark in that oval, as you would do if you were taking a test or anything of that sort.
Okay. My guest is Julie Dent, the president of the New York City Board of Elections, in advance of tomorrow's election day. When Mayor Bloomberg fired your predecessor, he said that doesn't solve the problem with the Board of Elections. The real problem is you're all selected mostly by the political parties rather than hired for your expertise in running elections. I realize this question puts you in an awkward position because you just got this job, but do you agree that that process should be changed?
Okay, first and foremost, I didn't just get this job. I am a commissioner for the New York City Board of Elections, and I serve as the president of the commissioners. I've been a commissioner for 3 years, since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. George Gonzalez, that was terminated, and he worked for 22 years for the New York City Board of Elections and did a wonderful job. He was terminated by the commissioners. There were 6 in favor of terminating him and 4 abstentions. Anything other than that, I cannot discuss it because there's an investigation going on.
What background do you think somebody should have? Like, if I'm correct, and correct me if I'm wrong, your background is in education, mostly in early childhood education. Is that correct?
Correct.
Because the mayor's point is that the people who are the commissioners on a Board of Elections should be people who have experience or expertise in running elections, per se. Do you have an opinion about that?
Yes. Well, sir, the commissioners do not run the elections. That's why we have hired staff. There are staff members there. There's an executive body there that know what they're doing, and they do know how to run elections. The Board of Elections have been running elections for many, many, many years, as you know. And the mayor, and I understand his concern because we share the same concern. We do not want to disenfranchise any of our 4.3 million voters. The mayor was voted into office, and everything went fine, and was by the New York City Board of Elections. Commissioners do not run the Board of Elections. We hire trained staff to do that. And as I indicated, Mr. George Gonzalez, he worked for the New York City Board of Elections for over 22 years before he was selected as the executive director. Right now we have Dawn Sandow. She was a deputy executive director, and she will now take the responsibility until we hire someone to become the executive director. Also, Pam Perkins, who has been with the Board of Election as the administrative manager for many, many years. So I feel that the Board of Elections and the staff, the executive staff, as well as the employees, they are capable of carrying out an effective election.
So to correct something I may have said in error earlier, Mr. Gonzalez was not your predecessor as president
No.
of the Board of Elections.
No.
He was professional staff.
Exactly.
Who was working full time.
Yes, sir.
Your commissioner appointed through a political party but elected by the other commissioners to serve as president, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
My understanding is that there were also privacy issues that came up on primary day, like voters, after they filled out the paper ballots and have to insert them into machines, sometimes were asking for help, and then poll workers sometimes got involved and saw how people voted and reportedly sometimes commented on how people voted. Is it your understanding that those problems that were reported were real, and are you doing anything to address that tomorrow?
Well, we're not waiting to tomorrow to address that. We have been addressing it all along. And we did ask the poll workers to make sure that when they give the ballot to the voter, that it's put in the privacy sleeve, and then the voter will go over to the privacy booth, and they will have the opportunity to vote in private. What happened, I think, is on primary day, there were a lot of the poll workers who were trying to help. And sometimes when you're helping and you are just so close to the voter, they may feel that, you know, you can actually see how they were voting. But the poll workers were only trying to be of assistance to the voters, not trying to in any way disenfranchise them or taking away their privacy.
Any other problems from primary day that you're working on improving for tomorrow?
Yes, we address the fact that working with our partners, which is the Department of Education and the NYPD, to make sure that the poll sites are open at 5 a.m. in the morning, and our police commissioner assured us that that will be done. In addition to that, we are making sure that all of the materials, the voting scanners, the DS-200, as well as the privacy booth and all the materials, will be at the poll sites a day before. The police officers will have the keys to take to the polling sites, and everything should go well, sir. We have worked very, very hard and diligently to make sure that some of the hiccups that we face on primary day will not happen on November 2nd, tomorrow for Election Day. What I would love to say is everyone needs to please go out and vote. It's your right to vote. If you have any concerns, please call 1-866-VOTE-NYC. Again, 1-866-VOTE-NYC.
Real quick, a number of people are calling in to say, palm cards? What palm cards? When I voted on primary day, I didn't get any palm cards. So is that new for tomorrow?
The palm cards are placed inside of the privacy booth. We don't hand them to the voters. They are in a plastic case inside of the privacy booth. So what we're going to do tomorrow, we will just have the poll workers to verbally tell the voter if you need the palm card that will help you along, or if you're not sure how to use the ballot, there is a palm card inside of the privacy booth that will assist you in knowing the way to vote.
Does the palm card remind people that they need to turn the ballot over in order to find the ballot questions in New York City?
Well, what we have, when you go into your poll sites, yes, there is a poster that's up on the wall, and it shows side one, and then it will show the back of the ballot as well.
So that's on the wall, but not on the palm card?
The palm card, you would turn the palm card over, yes, as you would turn over your ballot.
Can people write in answers to the ballot questions like they can write in candidates?
Yes, you can write in a candidate the same way you did when you voted on the lever machines. If you wanted to, yes, you can write in a candidate.
Can you write in an alternative answer to a ballot question other than yes or no?
I don't understand what you mean by that.
The ballot questions, they're asking yes or no. Can you write in anything on those ballot questions, or that's not an option?
Well, we can stop a voter from writing whatever they choose to write on that ballot. But I'm not sure of where you're leading this question to and what you want. I want to answer it to the best of my ability, and again, not to
right. Well, very specifically, I'm thinking of the term limits question, which is two terms or three terms. And if somebody wanted to write in no term limits, could they do that?
They have the right to do that.
They do. Okay.
Yes.
Last thing. Is there anything that you, in your position, having to deal with all of this, and I realize this is all kind of dumped in your lap, is there anything that you would like to see the state change with respect to the ballot design that you then have to administer?
Well, one of the things in New York, you know, New York City is very unique, and there are many languages that has to be printed on our ballots. So these are things that we're trying to look at. Most of the concerns that I have heard from the voters are that the print is a little too small, and we're trying to work on that. But right now, this is the ballot size, and we take into consideration the voters' concerns. And we do have the magnifying glasses that will be in the privacy booth as well if the voter needs to use that. But the concern that I would say I have overall is the print should be a little larger, yes.
And they're very easy to use, by the way. I should mention those magnifying glasses. I saw a sample, and they're really full 8.5 by 11 whole-page magnifying pages, really, that you can put right over the ballot if you're someone who has trouble seeing small print. So I should mention that those will be there and easy to use. Well good luck.
Thank you, sir. I must say I really thank you for bringing that point out, because, yes, we have tried very, very hard, and I'm very proud of the executive staff as well as the staff at the New York City Board of Elections. They work very, very hard to make sure that we turn out a good election on November 2nd, tomorrow. I ask everyone, please come out and vote. Vote. That's your right. Vote.
Julie Dent, president of the New York City Board of Elections. Good luck tomorrow. I know it's a big job. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful day.
You too. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, issue 30 in our 30 issues in 30 days election series. 6 degrees of Cuomo and Palladino. Depending on which one wins tomorrow, who in their circles will be empowered in state government? Stay with us.